Of course, this issue of atezolizumab and the triple negative is a huge story. Can you talk a little bit about what we know about the biology and the immunology of breast cancer, what we learned initially about monotherapy, and how we ended up here? Like now, a lot of cancers, lung cancer, head and neck cancer, bladder maybe, chemo plus checkpoint inhibitor. Can you kind of go through that story?
Well, so, you know, it's actually fascinating because when I was training and I was a fellow a long, long time ago now, we were giving interleukin-2 to patients and they would go in the ICU and be so sick and the renal cell and melanoma patients were being treated. And at that time, we really believed that breast cancer was immunologically dead, you know, that the breast cells look so much like itself that you just didn't react to them. And of course, that is true for the most frequent form of breast cancer in older women. So ER-positive, lower-grade breast cancers have very little immune activity. But for the more aggressive subtypes that we've identified subsequent to that time, triple-negative disease, HER2-positive breast cancer, and very proliferative ER-positive disease. So, you know, this sort of very high-risk ER-positive disease, very proliferative. What we do see in those patients is we see tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes. And in the early-stage setting, the presence of tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes, and Shireen Loy has done some beautiful work on this in triple-negative disease, as well as others, have correlated with outcome, where patients who have more of these tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes have a better outcome. We also have found that PD-L1 expression is increased on these more aggressive cancers and that both tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes and expression of PD-L1 seems to decrease as tumors go from the early to late-stage setting. And as they go throughout the late-stage setting, they become less and less immune-sensitive.